over, over. Let's turn it over and over, over. Let's turn it over. And they find their backs against the sea. Egyptians will not let them be. God shows up, goes to town. The waters split, Egyptians drown. Head to Sinai, finally free. Moshe's all like BRB. People get impatient.
This week's Parsha is Yitro, and tells the famous story of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. And in order to hear the entire story of Parshat Yitro, you can listen back at last year's telling of Parshat Yitro, which is linked in the comments below. And if you have students who heard the all-school Parshat HaShavua this past Monday, make sure to ask them to do the impression of what it sounded like when the Torah was being given at Har Sinai. Now, the story of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai is very dramatic. If I was creating this moment as a movie technician, there would be a lot of special effects, a lot of sound effects. There is a lot of wonder and power displayed by God as his voice comes down to Bnei Yisrael, giving them the Aseret HaDibrot as a way of beginning the process of gifting them the Torah. You see, it's called Zman Matan Torah, the time of the matan, of the giving of the Torah, but a matan is like a matana, is a gift. And there is a fairly well-known midrash about just how much of a gift this Torah was to give to Bnei Yisrael. And the midrash tells us about an imagined story between God and all of Bnei Yisrael, but not just God and all of Bnei Yisrael, God and all of the other nations. You see, according to the Midrash, God had hoped to give this incredible gift that is the Torah to the entire world, not just to Bnei Yisrael. Yes, Bnei Yisrael is called Am Sigula, the chosen treasured people. And the Torah illustrates a very special relationship between God and the Israelites. But according to the Midrash, God really wanted everybody in the whole world to follow the laws and the mitzvot and the teachings of the Torah. And so, according to the Midrash, God goes around to all of the different nations, asking them if they will accept God's Torah. And so God first goes to Bnei Esav, the Edomites, the descendants of Esav. And God says to Bnei Esav, "So, good news, Bnei Esav. I have this amazing gift. It's called the Torah. It's going to make the world a much better place. It's going to help fix the brokenness that exists in the world. Will you accept this?" And they say, sounds good, but it really depends. And God says, "What, depends?" They say, "Yeah, it depends. What does it say in there?" And God says, "Oh, there are so many incredible treasures inside this gift. I mean, there are laws that societies should be built on, like don't murder and don't..." Yeah, I'll stop you right there. Don't murder? Come on, God. That's who we are. We're a murderous people. We are descendants of Esav, who in his father Yitzchak's blessing to him, it said that by the sword he was going to live. Our great ancestor Esav, maybe him and Yaakov made up, that's fine, but he was a violent person, and so we are violent people. So for us to have a law that says that we can't kill, no, sorry, it's not for us. God says, "Okay. All right, how about you, Bnei Lot, the children of Moab and Ammon?" And they say, "What about us?" And God says, "Well, do you want an incredible gift?" And they go, "Oh." And God says, "It's wonderful. It teaches the teachings of one of your great family members, Abraham. And he had Lot, who's your ancestor, And Avram and Lot were so close, and Lot was a great guy. And so you all should be good people, and this Torah is going to help you be the best people that you can be. And the people go, oh, what does it say? And God says, okay, if you have to know, it says things like, don't murder. Okay. Okay, great. And it says things like, stay committed to people that you have loving relationships with. And wait a minute. No. Don't you remember our ancestors were actually married to other people? So that's not really our thing. So no thanks on the Torah. Right. Okay. Awkward, but okay. Yishmael. How about B'nai Yishmael? Yes, children of Yishmael. You are direct descendants of Abraham. You, just like the children of Yitzchak, are descended from the great Abraham. And you are good people. Really, really good people. And you should also want to accept the Torah. And they say, all right, we'll think about it. But tell me, God, what's in that Torah? What's in it for us? And God says, great, great rules. Don't murder. All right. Keep Shabbat. Okay. Don't steal. Wait a minute. No. Nope, that is the nature of the Ishmaelites. We were tradespeople. We were the ones who brought Yosef down into slavery. We are kind of shifty, shady people. Stealing is a really important part of who we are. So thanks, but no thanks. But if you're giving out Torahs for free that don't have rules like that, definitely come and find us again. And God says, oh my gosh. Okay, Achron Chavivi, last and my favorite, B'nai Israel, please, give me a good answer. I just freed you from slavery. I just destroyed the Egyptians to free you. I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. So my question is, B'nai Yisrael, Moshe and nation, will you accept the Torah? To which B'nai Yisrael says, Na'aseh v'nishma. Wait, what do you mean? Na'aseh v'nishma. Yeah, of course we'll do it. And then if we can understand it later, that's great. But no questions. We'll do it. Of course. Wait, you don't want to know what's in the Torah? And they say, yeah, eventually. That's nishma. We want to understand it. But we'll definitely do it, whatever it is. I mean, God, you brought us out of the land of Egypt. You've done so many miracles to help us. And so we're going to commit to doing no matter what you tell us. Yeah, I hope that we understand it later. But nasa, and then nishma. Even if we don't understand it, we're going to do it anyway. And God says, wow, that is faith. That is real faith. Now, there is a second midrash that in some ways contradicts that first midrash and is a different understanding of the same words of Na'aseh v'nishma. According to another midrash, when God comes to B'nai Israel offering them the Torah, they say, I'm not so sure. And God picks up Har Sinai and lays it on top of their head, threatening to drop the entire mountain on all of them, which is why, according to the Midrash, it says in the Torah that B'nai Israel was at the bottom of Har Sinai, not at the foot of the mountain, but literally underneath Har Sinai. And God says, I've been asking all the other nations. They all have other answers. Let me ask you, will you accept the great gift that is the Torah? To which B'nai Israel says, Na'aseh v'nishma, Nasevenishma, sure, whatever it is. Even if we don't understand it right now, we definitely accept it. Yes, please. And God says, okay, happy to do business with you, and puts it down. Now, I prefer the first midrash over the second midrash, but whatever it is, B'nai Yisrael, at the end of this week's parsha, accepts the Torah upon themselves. First, they accept the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments that God shares as part of this week's parsha, and they also agree to accept the rest of the Torah, which Moshe will write down at the top of Har Sinai. But before Moshe can go up to Har Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah, he says to B'nai Israel, okay, friends, I'm going to be gone now for 40 days. And we've been through a lot together already, and I've been your leader, guiding you out of Egypt, thanks to God's miracles. And I am going to come back after 40 days of writing down the Torah. And we will move on from here, and we will start our journey in full on our way to Eretz Yisrael. But for 40 days, I'm going to be gone, and I need you to be okay with that. My brother Aaron is going to be in charge. If you have any questions, you can ask him. And otherwise, it can wait till I get back with the Sefer Torah, okay? All right, everybody, 40 days, you're going to be fine. Well, my friends, they are not going to be fine with waiting for 40 days for Moshe. And we're going to learn more about that in a couple of weeks. But first, we're going to go with Moshe up Har Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah in next week's podcast, Parsha. Shabbat Shalom.